This is the Territory Story Podcast News Bites. Thanks to Opie Dennis Digital Marketing, your local digital marketing agency.
Hello there. Welcome to you wherever you're listening. This is the Territory Story Podcast News Bites. I'm Peter Gowers. Hope you're having a great week, and I hope you had a nice and relaxing Easter, and the Easter Bunny delivered some goods. Let's get now to the heart of news in the Northern Territory and speak with Chris Walsh from the NT Independent online newspaper. Walshy, how are you, mate?
Hey, I'm good, Pete. Good to see you again after the Easter break.
It's good to see you too. A lot happening, isn't there?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it was good to get 4 days off. but we're thrown back into it here this week. And there's still stuff going on, and the government's still kind of floundering here every day, it appears. But it sure does.
As we get away for this episode, I believe you've got some breaking news for us.
Yeah, well, just kind of the latest here this afternoon. Lawler pledging 200 new police officers ahead of the police resource review. So this is, the Vince Kelly review into police resources is being done now. We understand that Lawler received this report last week. She's read it. She was given briefings about it, she said, today. And then I asked her, well, is this 200 figure for 200 more police officers, is that found in that report? And she wouldn't say. She said, I don't know. And I said, well, surely you know. Interesting. And she just would not say. So it just seems it's just coming across here now as, just empty kind of political platitudes. In 2016, they did the same thing with 120 police officers, was this mythical number that we could never ascertain for sure because you have so many people going. Back then, I would say 8 years later, I mean, we've seen record attrition rates where you were looking at 4% a year, it got up to like 11%. Yet like 400 officers leave in 3 years under Chalker. So, yeah, these kind of figures, when they throw them around, you know, for a politician who's branding herself for this campaign saying, I don't like easy solutions. I don't like politicians who come up with easy solutions. I had to say to her, well, Chief Minister, today, and I think she got annoyed with me, but I said, Chief Minister, I thought you didn't like easy solutions. And this is, if you think 200 police officers are going to fix the crime problems here, that's an easy solution. She got annoyed and said that there'd be more, and there'd be more announcements coming. So this is all just, you know, what you'd expect 5 months out, going on 4 months out from the election now. They're playing with these kind of figures. So, the other interesting thing that she was questioned about today, and I still have concerns about what's in this report, and the opposition also said, how can Lawler come out and make these announcements that shows that she's only interested in the optics instead of letting us see what's kind of under the hood, she said, of what's going on in the anti-police, because that's what this review will do. Now, Lawler did pledge to make that public. We think it could be as early as next week. We'll get to see it. But first, she's going to make all kinds of announcements. And then we'll see what the police are actually saying they want and need, and the union, and et cetera, and all the other stakeholders. But the other issue that was raised there, which I thought was worth repeating, was that how many times have we heard them say that we have enough police officers right now? That's not the issue.
Yeah.
You go back to Files' as leader, I was looking up, she was saying that some 2 years ago, that we've got enough. Now we don't need any more police. And then, you know, there are other issues that have to be addressed to solve the crime crisis. And now Lawler comes out today and announces 200 more. So, a bit of a weird one, but we'll have a lot more on that because we're still getting comments from everybody. The NTPA, I think, has just put out something now, but it'll be interesting to pick through. I think, though, they'd welcome the announcement that there'd be 200 more police officers, but I think the details are probably going to be the problem. There weren't a lot of details offered by Lawler today.
Gotcha. Just one question that comes to mind, Chris, quickly, and just a rough number's fine. What's the total amount of police officers in the NT Police Force?
It's so crazy, but it's somewhere around 1,600 right now. Okay. Almost two years ago, June 22, Chalker and then Commissioner told estimates, look, we've got 1,600 and 69, I think he said, 1,669 officers, sworn officers. But today the government put out a statement saying that there's the target now is to get to 1,642 officers, and that the 200 additional will bring it to 1,842 in 4 years. So remember, that's only 50 a year, and I think we're somewhere around 100 leaving a year anyway, on average. So yeah, and those figures, though, because you got, they're really hard to decipher, because you got to take in the auxiliaries and all this other, all these other type of policing. Yeah. So, but that's somewhere around the figure that we could ascertain right now.
And maths has never been their strong suit.
No, and they just hide it, and they just hide the figures. Yep.
Gotcha. So speaking of police, let's stick with that subject, because despite the announcement last week about Alice Springs will be saved by this new measure that the government have put in place, we find out now it may not even be legal.
Yeah, look, the police association's come out. Now, they mentioned something late last week. We weren't too sure about that. We went to them this week to verify everything, make sure that they had their legal advice checked over. And yeah, there's, sure enough, they're saying this wasn't done right, that under the Emergency Management Act, one, there's a provision in there, a section that says that you can't call it, you know, emergency situation, which is what this is under the Emergency Management Act, if it's to, you know, break up a riot or to ensure a riot doesn't occur again. So that's what they're saying is, look, this was the reason that was given. We talked about that on the weekend, Pete. Remember, I was saying that Woody and I were at that press conference, and we were both saying to each other, you know, that what they've just called here doesn't actually make sense for what they're calling it for. So remember, Lawler and Murphy said, look, this is to deal with this riot. Now this week they've been careful, and they've kind of walked back and changed their story a bit, that it was also being called in, for the ongoing crime problems. Now, why it happened then and not, you know, months ago, a year ago, at any time, that we still don't know. Clearly there was a lot of pressure. Remember that, that day on Wednesday morning, Lawler didn't seem to want to, really do anything. And then by 2 p.m, we're all at a press conference, and she announces this emergency situation that involves the youth curfew. So what the NTPA is saying now is that that curfew, well, that their powers under that curfew were really only to drop off, the kids at the end of the zone. So remember, the curfew from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. is only for the CBD of Alice Springs. And so they're saying that legally, all they're able to do now is take a child who's offending or I guess doing anything really between those hours and drop them off at the edge of the boundary, and not take them to the safe place that they're saying. Now, I guess there's been some contention here Wednesday morning. Nathan Finn from the NTPA made comment that 60 children have been picked up and dropped off just on the outskirts of the CBD, I guess closer to residential areas. That's been hotly contested this morning at the press conference by the commissioner, Michael Murphy, who says that that's not accurate, that they have taken them to safe places. But there sure seems to be a lot of disagreement and accusations being thrown over this curfew or around this curfew. And we don't know yet, but Pete, I can tell you that there's going to be more coming on this here that we'll probably get to talk about on the weekend. But yeah, I think a lot of people were saying, look, how bad is this that they would screw this up if this isn't legal and they're not doing this properly? But yeah, we just got some more information too that just adds to it. It's just, look, it's a bad situation, and you want to see everybody in Alice Springs get whatever help they need. You know, again, this was an issue, though, where the NT government refuted calls from the mayor to bring in the AFP or the ADF if necessary. They rejected those calls, said, no, we can do this. They took 60 police officers, which they did not have, including 33 pallies, sent them down there. It looks like now that this will be extended for another few days at least to get through the school holidays next week. But definitely serious questions being raised around the legality of that. And like I said, we'll have more on the weekend to really unpack and go through. It's going to be interesting.
Nothing like a bit of policy on the run, Chris, and I don't know why anybody would be shocked. I just don't understand why anybody would be remotely shocked that if they had balls this up.
That's right. And yeah, Pete, look, it looks like it might be worse than first expected.
Gotcha. Oh, well, we'll park that to the weekend. And Chris, just lastly, the newly created Fire and Emergency Services Department doesn't have a full-time chief yet, but they've announced an interim chief.
That's right. And that is, you may remember him from such ABC shows as Tales from the Tinny. Is one of the Tinny boys, as they call themselves, Andy Wharton. He's been announced as the interim chief executive officer of this newly kind of created spun off from police. Remember last year they talked a lot about doing that, let the police commissioner focus on police and bring in a new commissioner for fire and emergency services that would be separate from police. So this now is an announcement that he'll be the interim chief executive. And while the government searches for a new commissioner to head that up. So they announced he would take it. Now he does know, he has done a few more things than being on Tales from the Tinny. He also, Andrew Wharton, he was formerly the chief officer of the Northern Territory Emergency Services for about 2.5 years. He then left to run his own business, a consultancy company, which he says does private mediation practice and workplace investigation, emergency management, and strategic advice. Wharton was also in the AFP and was based internationally at different roles in East Timor, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Sri Lanka, Solomon Islands, Papua New Guinea, and Samoa. The people who listen to us from the Tinny might remember his connection to Pakistan in there and his name on there. we haven't got any word yet on where, you know, the Tales from the Tinny ended recently, and we don't know where Tim Moore has ended up. We'll see what kind of government posting he gets. Maybe he'll be our envoy to some other foreign country. I don't know. Tim's a great guy, so it'd be funny to see if he's going to follow suit here. But the Wharton coming in here, it is in the middle of this restructure now, or just as they passed it in the end of last year. But they set it up for March 27th, Pete. So it was established a week ago, and of course it took a week for them to announce an interim CEO, so it was just running around without anyone leading it for a week, and that sounds about right. They put out ads now, a national recruitment campaign for the commissioner for fire and emergency services is now underway. We could do it for a job of the week. It's applications open until April 21st. The successful candidate anticipated to be announced by the end of June. So the government's saying that Andy Wharton's appointment is crucial during this transitional phase. His expertise in high-level strategic management, leadership, and guidance to NT Fire Emergency Services employees will help ensure a smooth transition to the new service structure. So that is where we're at now. There was some confusion and embarrassment on the chief minister's part, believe it or not, this week, Pete.
Sure.
And she may have confused some people and fireys who would say, why did she say that Mark Spain had retired? Now,
oh, dear.
Yeah, he's the current CFO, I guess, chief financial officer, chief fire officer. he did not retire. In fact, he is on extended personal leave, they said. So if anyone was wondering where Spainy went, as Katie would call him, he's on extended personal leave.
I was not worried retired. About that, so thanks for informing me.
Yeah, I thought you might be. Anyway, we'll see what happens when they announce somebody new, but in the meantime, that's who will be running it.
Sounds good, but you might have also just put an idea in the thoughts of the power brokers that be. And that is maybe some of these government departments would be better off not having a chief for a while. So that might be a little
that's
a little cost-saving measure and not a bad idea.
That is a good idea. It is better. There was some confusion when they put out the statement as to whether the chief executive is different than the commissioner. And in which case, I was saying, if we've just created two new executive public servants' positions. This is not good. This is not good. But we still do have a new commissioner, but I guess they would operate as CEO of Fire and Emergency Services. So they're out looking for somebody now, and we'll see who they get. But in the meantime, Andy Warden's there, and he does seem more than capable.
Sounds good, Chris. I look forward to drilling down in more detail about that on the weekend, and as well as the other stories you got for us.
Great. Thanks, Pete. We'll see you then.
That was Chris Walsh from the NT Independent. Weekends with Walshy back again on the weekend. That'll be released around 7 a.m. Saturday morning. And we'll catch you again next week for the Territory Story Podcast News Bites.
That was the Territory Story News Bites for this week. Thanks to Opie Dennis Digital Marketing, your local digital marketing agency.